Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to hang out with you all today. If you are one of the ones that want to take it to the next level and hang out with me and a few of your fellow owners close up and personal, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to get the details on our upcoming live event where I'm going to implement the entire clean profit method with you. Today, we are chatting with Marisol Castillo from Royal Pros Cleaning Service. These guys and gals have been serving the suburbs of Los Angeles since 2016. If you want to reach out to Marisol and her team, you can hold them at www.royalprosecleaningservice.com. Marisol, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
So glad to have you. And I got to tell you, hopefully you won't mind me sharing a little bit of your story because I think it's going to help Cleaning Nation. When she first called in, Marisol was like, man, I'm a little scared and I know I needed help and I was too afraid and it's kind of weird to talk to you. And I get that over and over and I should have shared it earlier with you guys. I want to tell you, it is so important. I think with most of my one-on-one clients, as much as I want to help them with tactics and tools and physical things to do, a lot of it's mindset and fear and kind of just being afraid to do the things that they know that they need to do. So I want to, Marisol, I'll tell you what a great job you did for just taking the leap. And, you know, I promise I'm not going to bite you. It's not like we charge you to be on the show. So it's not a real fear, right? I'm not going to come over and punch you or it's not some sort of scam. You know, we just do a show. So congratulations for just saying, you know what, to heck with it. I need some
help. Thank you.
I'm going to reach out. And Cleaning Nation, whoever of you out there is going, I need some help, but I'm scared. Whether it's to me or anyone else that you respect or trust that you think can help you where you need to get you where you need to go. First and foremost, we got to get out of the I'm afraid and into the what do I need to do to get my goals? And if it's legal, ethical, and moral, do it, even if it's scary. I'll give away the ending. If you're working with me one-on-one, almost everything I ask you to do is scary. So you got to be okay with and be comfortable with doing things that are scary. All right. That said, Marisol, what is going on in your world today that we can help you with?
Okay, so right now at this moment, I have to deal with a situation that I've had to deal with already probably a good 3-4 times. I'm getting complaints that my workers are missing, you know, obvious things that have been pointed out to them before. And it's not the first time that it's been pointed out to them. I've had to switch my cleaning crew several times. I've implemented one of the things that I've learned off of your video, which is constantly, you know, have constantly do interviews to have open talent, new talent. So I'm constantly hiring and training and you know, for situations like this to where I'm not left with no workers and no one to do the jobs that we have.
Excellent. Well, first of all, I'm so glad because that's what turns an emergency into just a flat out headache. So the fact that you've got a system to bring in new applicants, your life's already 1,000% easier. But you're like, I know it may be easier, but I'm still stressing out. Help me out. So let's talk about how to make sure we still get you sorted out, because the ultimate goal of having applicants coming all the time is so we can top grade, not from, it sounds like you've got, you know, C and D and F players that really aren't doing a good job. Obviously, we want to get those taken care of, but we want to get to where we don't even have B players, right? Everybody's just an A or A plus, and we're constantly kind of moving from good employees to great. So we definitely don't want to leave you in a position where you're having to move from crappy employees to more crappy employees. Is that fair?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So there's a couple things. And first of all, like always, we're going to talk philosophy first and kind of mindset and how this works. And then we'll talk tactical. And typically people just want the tactical, like just tell me what to do or how to do it. But they're not as interested in like, how do I need to believe or how do I need to look at this conversation?
I'm interested in everything. Give me what you got.
All right. Perfect. Love it. So first and foremost, we've got to have a core values match. There's nothing more frustrating and least effective than trying to get somebody that is lazy and not interested in taking good care of the customer to be interested.
Of course.
So if you're having the same conversation with people 2, 3, 4 times, it's not a core values match. They're not interested. You know, people tell me, oh, I've wanted to start a business for years, but I haven't. I don't say this, but in my mind, I'm like, you haven't really wanted to start a business for years. And if I did say that, they go, well, how do you know what I want? I'm like, because if you wanted, you'd have started it, right? Like that, there's good data to know, like you haven't done anything, right? If you want to start a business for real, you'd have started a business. So if your folks wanted to do a good job and take good care of your customers and treat this like a job and really serve and make sure they were getting the result that you promised, that they're taking money from you to get, they do it. And if they don't, repeatedly, they don't want to do it. So trying to wrangle them is no bueno. So I love that instead of you just trying to beat these people in the submission, which is not fun for you, it's not fun for them, and surprise, it doesn't work. I like that you're understanding. I just got to get another person in here. So that piece of it is good. The piece that's not working is if we just replace this bad employee with that bad employee, now we're just making you want to go crazy and we're not really serving you. Fair?
Yes.
Okay. So generally, and this is in all, I always use dating examples for some reason, because I think we're all familiar with it, even though we're not all familiar with management techniques. And I'm married for 8 years, but I still remember dating. So even if you're married, you've dated. I know you had to have dated because you're married.
Oh yeah.
So how it works is they've done studies and they found if you have a female that is typically in abusive relationships and a male that is typically an abuser in relationships, and you put the two of them in a room of 100 people, they will find one another. Like, they just have these things where they just seek.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, it's really scary. And it's not just on the terrible guy side who's an abuser. It's on the female side. Like, I don't want to say they're looking for that, but
freaked me out, but
yeah, I shouldn't say it's funny. It's not funny, but it's interesting at least that you'll find women that are in these relationships are in the relationships over and over and over again. And I'm assuming with guys, they're, you know, it's not like I'm abusive to this woman, but I get the next one, I'm a peach, right? If I'm a terrible human, I'm a terrible human. Sorry if there's any Cleaning Nation abusers out there. You're terrible people. Cut it out. All right. That said, sorry, we just took a weird turn. But so that said, it's very much the same with, I shouldn't say it's very much the same. There are analogies you can draw with hiring. When you are putting out vibes to bring losers, and hopefully these people aren't hitting your customers, they're just doing a bad job. But when you're putting out that vibe to attract people that feel like, oh, I can come in and do a half-assed job and I don't have to be held accountable and this is for me. If we've got this woman and she's putting out this terrible vibe and we get her to leave this terrible human that is not treating her well, we put her in that room of 100 guys, she's just going to find another one, right? We haven't really helped her by getting her out of one bad relationship. We got to teach her how to not get into new good relationships. And the trick is,
I agree,
she's putting off vibes that is bringing those kinds of guys to her. So we need to teach her, don't put off this vibe that's going to attract jerk bag. Put out this vibe that's going to attract good human being that, you know, is a caring person. It's exactly the same with hiring. So the ad that you're putting out is, and the process that you're hiring is putting out a vibe of, there's no need to be accountable. Do what you want. We don't really care if the customer's happy. Just shut up and do your job. And if you don't, we'll just ask you nicely and maybe quit. And I know you're going, well, that's not what I mean to do. I'm not trying to do that. Well, I promise if we ask the female, she's not trying to find a dirt bag. She's just doing it subconsciously. So we're going to take control of your process and find out how to get the right people in, as opposed to just replacing one bad guy or gal with another one. Deal?
I've also listened to one of your videos to where you say to put out a good ad to get rid of like the douchebags or something like that. So I've already implemented that as well. So my next ad should be pretty good. So hopefully that fixes some problems and some headaches.
It will. If you do it right, it will fix all. I shouldn't say all. It'll fix, if you do it right, it'll fix 90% of the headaches. Because what happens is not only do the good people start showing up in higher number, the bad people are not interested, right? If I put off a vibe as a woman, hey, I'm a strong woman, I'm not putting up with any shenanigans or abuse, like, just, you know, that guy's just going to keep wandering, right? There's 99 other women in this room and he's going to go find the one that, you know, is putting off the other vibe. So we want the same thing with the ad. And what I don't want you to do is go, well, I rewrote the ad, so it's definitely going to be better. We're going to rewrite the ad and test it, right? If you start getting a different caliber of people, then whatever you're doing, you're attracting. Just like I said, I can. Yeah. You're like, how can you tell me my ad's no good? You've never seen it. Because I know if you've attracted these people, I know your ad is attracting those people. Same thing with advertisements for customers. People are like, oh, all my customers are cheap and dirtbags, and they just want the lowest price. And I go, well, I promise you, I can tell you what your ad says right now. I'm like, how do you know that? Because I've done this 100 times. Your ad says, call now for a 30% discount, lowest prices in town, best value. You know, you're saying things that are attracting these people. So have you spent any time with your core values? Are you clear on what the most important kind of things are to you personally?
Yes, I have. I've listened to almost all of your videos and I've tried to implement as much as I can for your podcast. to my company. So I pay really good attention to all the advice that you give everyone. So yes, I have already.
All right, hit me. Give me your rough draft. What's the version you've got now of your core values?
you have to be responsible, dependable, of course, which is, you know, I'm sure every cleaning company. We're very high in detail. Our company gets most of the commercial calls and the residential calls. People that are not happy with the services that other companies
Okay, hold on. We're spinning off. Just give me your core values. Mine are have fun, make money, be real, help out. What are yours?
Okay. Be responsible, be honest, and be on top of your stuff.
Okay, perfect. Let's just hit those, and we're going to talk through what an ad might look like for those core values. So be responsible. Your ad could, so it shouldn't, here's what it shouldn't start with. Are you, you know, fast growth cleaning company in the LA area looking for hardworking people that want to get paid to train, have a great schedule, and, you know, opportunities for advancement, right? That's what every other stupid ad says. So what happens is when they look at 100 ads and they're all the same, all that they can kind of, they just click apply, 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 right? And then whoever's got the best follow-up system gets that terrible employee. So we don't want that ad. If your core values are, be responsible, be honest, and stay on top of things?
Yeah, kind of.
So you might say, are you the most responsible person you know? Does it make you crazy when people are less than 100% honest? If so, we need to talk. If not, stop reading this ad. We do not want to talk to you. Do you see how that's very different than probably every other ad they're reading?
Yeah.
And there's no question what you're looking for. You're not the guy or gal that's not into honesty or not that into responsibility is going to read that and go pass, pass, and pass. These people sound crazy. This lady sounds like a, you know, I don't want her, right? Fine. You don't want him or her clogging up your system with the good employees. Now, the folks that are honest, they're like, man, I'm always honest. And the last job I worked at, they tried to pay me under the table and he was kind of sketchy and I felt really uncomfortable the whole time. And he reads something like that. Are you the most honest person you know? Would you rather die than give up your integrity? He or she's going to go, oh my gosh, this is not just another ad. I need this in my life. And they're going to call not just like apply, apply, apply. They're going to go, oh, I really hope I get this one. So do you see the difference between a regular ad, you know, fast growing companies looking for hardworking employees who want to get paid to blah, 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 boring, boring, boring. And are you the most honest person you know? Would it kill you? Would you rather punch a kitten than tell a lie? Like, and again, I'm totally making stuff up, but you want to write it so the people that we're clearly drawing a line in the sand that dishonest people that aren't hardworking are not going to be interested. And the people that do respond are going to respond with a lot of excitement and they're very interested in that. Once you hire those people, it's so much easier to keep them on track. Once you hire a lazy person, you're going to lose that battle every time trying to get them to not be lazy, right? And say, this is a cleaning company. If you like doing stuff, quote unquote, okay, we call it half-ass. Don't call. We're just going to upset you. If you're the kind of person that has to make everything perfect or you can't sleep at night, you found home. Call us immediately. We've got to talk. Do you see the difference in that kind of an ad versus what you might have right now that's attracting the folks that don't work?
Yes.
Okay. Let me hit you with one more thing and then we'll switch to lightning round and give you the opportunity to share what you've learned to Cleaning Nation. So once you've got the core values match and you understand you can't try and get people that aren't honest to be honest, you just have to find honest people and then fan their flame. Once you've got that, we need systems to back it up. So, and again, Clean Profit Method, I think step 8 and 9 talk about these systems, but we want to go from zero to trainer in 30 days. You're going to have systems like checklists instead of it being where if I look at the house or business after it's done, or Marisol looks at the house after it's done, or a supervisor or an employee, you get four different people and we all have four different thoughts. Like, I think this looks great. Marisol's like, this is terrible. The employee thinks it looks great. And the supervisor's like, it's somewhere in the middle. We can't do that because then you're teaching people, well, to clean for depending on who's going to look at it. We need a checklist that is specific, right? Either this desktop is dust free or it's not. Either there is garbage or debris on the floor.
I've already started my checklist, to be honest with you. That's working fine. On it now.
That's fine, but you got to implement it. Starting it does zero good, okay, right? If you have a half a checklist or checklist that you have and your employees don't have, that's not a checklist. That's a secret, right? Like that's just you have it in your mind. So it's good that you're starting it, but we've got to get it out there. And I'd have it out there now. Whatever you've got, give it to the employees and say, hey, we're going to do this together. Because if you just try and create it like a mad scientist in a room by yourself, you'll turn it out to the employees and they're not going to like it. But if they create it with you, they're going to be much more likely to follow it. So you need to have, first and foremost, a system that eliminates people that don't share your core values and gets the people that do share your core values. So you're just fueling their fire. And then you have to have a system that supports them to help them do the job that they want. Because if they want to do a good job, but what they think is a good job is different than what you think is a good job, we're going to have confusion. So if it's written down in a very simple checklist that everybody has, and you never walk into a building and go, this is good or this is bad, or even if you get a complaint from a customer, you never say that we had a customer complaint. You just go right to the checklist. Either the checklist was done or it wasn't done. So there's not kind of like, well, Marisol's really picky, but this customer's not, and Mike's not, and he is, and she's not. That's too confusing. We should all just use the same checklist, and either it's done or it's not done. If it's done, you get the thumbs up, and we'll talk with the customer and re kind of assess their expectations. The checklist isn't done. We're going to give them the tools to do it. And if they continually not do it, they're raising their hand saying, I'm not really interested in doing this. Please fire me. And you'll want to listen to that. All right. Any questions or thoughts on that before we hit the lightning round? Go ahead.
Yes. The checklist is for me and the employees, or for the location and me and the employee, or me, how I
first and foremost, it is for the employees. A little bit. First and foremost, it's for the employees, just a checklist to say what needs to be done before we go. If you choose to share that with the customer, that's fine. You can, I mean, I'm not saying you hide it from the customer, but it's an internal document that you're welcome to share. But it is absolutely for you and every employee. And you're going to have kind of a two-part checklist. One is going to be standard that all places have. And then everyone's going to have notes where there's special requests, you know, for this location in terms of if you're commercial, here's where the janitor closet is. You know, there's something here. Don't do this for a residential. It might be there's a cat named Fifi and don't let her out or whatever the case may be. So there's going to be the standard checklist that everybody uses. And part of that checklist is going to be a location specific mini checklist that you can kind of take care of custom requests. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Cool. Any other questions or needs before we hit the lightning round? I give you a chance to share your brilliance with the world.
If I do ask you more stuff, I'm just going to keep talking. So no.
All right. We'll move on because I don't want to take up all this time. I want to give you the opportunity to talk on purpose and share some of your genius. Hey, Cleaning Nation, as we head into the lightning round, I want to take a quick second to personally invite you to get the details on our upcoming live event. It's at growmycleaningcompany.com/live. I've had so much fun actually getting to hang out with you, getting to know you, and supercharging your businesses by implementing the Clean Profit Method together. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to book a quick chat with me to see if you are a fit for this event. On to the lightning round. So question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
The best piece of advice. Best advice. I can't really think of anything at the top of my head right now, and I don't want to take up more of your time.
All right, Marisol, you're next killing question. Me. You said you've listened to 100 of these. You know what's coming. It's the same questions for everybody.
I just hit like a brain F.
All right. Well, you can say fart. We are going to move on. And if you come up before the show ends, if you come up with the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally, from your grandma, from a mentor, from whoever, you jump right in, let me know. But until then, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all hopefully learn from each other's mistakes and make brand new mistakes on our own?
Okay. One of the biggest mistakes that I've made is underestimating the amount of time and money that it's going to take to initially start a cleaning job, underestimating the time and charging them wrong. That would be one of the biggest mistakes that I've ever made.
You are in good company. We hear that a lot around here. And thank you for sharing that for some of the other folks that can hopefully dodge that bullet. All right. Last question. What's one simple idea? Doesn't have to be complex or whatever. Just something they can implement right away that Cleaning Nation can do today to make their business or their lives even just a little bit better.
Checklist.
There you
make
go.
Sure you give your employee a checklist. So we can make sure all of these, floors are being mopped and vacuumed right. And so everything gets done, the countertops don't get left with any soap, which is one of the things that I have to go deal with right now.
I would argue with you if I could, but that is a fine piece of advice and something you can implement right away. The only thing I'll add to that is don't wait. If you've got a checklist, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just start using something. You'll make it better so much faster if you just put any checklist in. Even if it's terrible, it'll be much easier to make it better. If you wait till it's perfect, A, you'll never implement it, and B, you'll drive yourself and your employees nuts. All right, Maricel, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your story, your passion, your transparency, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Clean Nation appreciates you. Clean Nation, if you want to check out Maricel's show notes page, the Clean Profit Method, basically 300 podcasts, blogs, YouTube videos, everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Actually, we just redid the website, growmycleaningcompany.com. You can click and say, tell me where it hurts, and you can ask me a question. I'll answer it. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. It's all there. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.